Welcome to Life-Giving Water Messages, where I take the Word of God and through the internet, deliver it to you. Today's message is entitled, Witnesses, and it is based off of Luke chapter 24, verses 36 through 48. And so, let us dive into the Word today. And just as they were telling about it, Jesus himself was suddenly standing there among them. Peace be with you, he said. But the whole group was startled and frightened, thinking they were seeing a ghost. Why are you frightened? He asked. Why are your hearts filled with doubt? Look at my hands. Look at my feet. You can see that it's really me. Touch me and make sure that I am not a ghost, because ghosts don't have bodies, as you see that I do. As he spoke, he showed them his hands and his feet. Still, they stood there in disbelief, filled with joy and wonder. Then he asked them, "Do you have anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he ate it as they watched. Then he said, "When I was with you before, I told you that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and in the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said, "Yes, it was written long ago that the Messiah would suffer and die and rise from the dead on the third day. It was also written that this message would be proclaimed in authority of his name, in the authority of his name to all the nations, beginning in Jerusalem. There is forgiveness of sins for all who repent. You are witnesses of all these things." Amen. Let me start off by setting up a scenario. A person is walking down the street. When passing a rather shady alleyway, this person sees someone getting mugged by a group of people. The person then quickly walks away so as not to be seen by the assaulters. And this person also made note of the street the assault was happening on. Let me ask you this. What should this person do next? Let me set up another scenario. Every day, a manager sees young people working hard at their place of employment. Some of these hard-working young people have gone on to get promotions, and some have even gone on to start their own businesses. One day, this person enters into the break room for lunch, and he walks in on a conversation about how today's young adults are lazy, selfish, and unmotivated, that they don't want to work, and that this country is heading for trouble when they're in the position one day to lead it. Let me ask you, what should this manager do or say? In such scenarios, being a witness is vital. We know how important it is for criminal investigations that there be witnesses of crimes who are willing to risk their necks to report them. We know that when you witness something that counters what people are claiming, it is important to be a witness to the truth and to set the record straight, or to at least caution people not to overgeneralize, because no generalization works for all people and all types of people. Yet, as Christians, we tend to tone down our witness. Or, we don't witness at all. This was not always the case. Otherwise, we would not be discussing Christianity right now at all. My ancestors would be dancing around fires in Germania, Ireland, England, and Scotland. We are Christians because of Christian witness. In fact, people were so sure that they witnessed the resurrected Lord that they went to their deaths to witness to that very fact. Did you know that the Greek word for witness is martyr? The Christian martyrs were, by definition, witnesses. And they witnessed in whatever means available. so long as it was in line with Christ, including through their own deaths. They even witnessed through their own deaths. The question for you is this: how are you witnessing to the truth of the resurrection? How are you witnessing to the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit within you? And those questions beg an even more pressing question. Have you experienced the resurrected, living Lord in your life? Let me tell you, my friends, I am sitting here today. I'm recording this podcast today because I have witnessed the resurrected Lord. I am sitting here witnessing to you today because I have experienced the risen Lord in my life. When I was 3 or 4 years old, I experienced the risen Lord's healing hand on my life. When I was 10 years old, I experienced the affirmation of the call that God had given me through another pastor at 10 years old. And in that moment, I experienced the resurrected Lord in my life. When I became a teenager and I struggled with being bullied and with depression and some of the other things that teenagers go through, I still looked back to those moments in my life where I experienced Jesus Christ. I had a personal relationship with Jesus Christ all up until that point. And it was at that point where I started to walk away, started to head in the opposite direction of where God was calling me, due to various different reasons, some of which I listed already spoke about. But all throughout that time of denying my call, of walking out of the church, of practicing other religions, of looking in every which way besides what Jesus had called me to do, through all of that time, I couldn't help but remember those moments in time where I had witnessed the resurrected Lord in my life. And it was because of that that I eventually came to seek the Lord again. When my life had been empty and hollow, when I had lost my job, when I couldn't find who I was anymore, my identity was slipping away, I felt like a failure. I felt like I was at wit's end with nowhere else to turn. It was in that moment, and in moments like those, where I turned back to God because I realized that God was there the whole time. And I could not deny the experiences I had with my risen Lord. Could not deny the various things that had happened in my life that went without explanation but for God. So the question is, have you experienced the resurrected living Lord in your life? Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ and have a relationship with him? Or have you known the Lord Jesus Christ and have had a relationship with him? This is not just a hypothetical question either, for Jesus is alive. He is risen. He is in our midst, calling us to him, calling us to witness to others about him. That, my sisters and my brothers, as Jesus said in the gospel today, is our highest calling as Christians. To witness to Christ's death, to Christ's resurrection, and to the forgiveness of sins for all who repent. Notice there are no stipulations there. No matter who you are, what you've done, what you haven't done, what you should have done, no matter what you've thought or not thought, no matter what, If you repent, you are forgiven. We are to witness to that. As Jesus said, we are witnesses to all these things. We are witnesses to Jesus' death. We are witnesses to Jesus' resurrection. And we are witnesses to the forgiveness of sins that comes through Jesus for all who repent. After all, have our sins not been forgiven? That, my friends, is our charge. To be witnesses to all these things, for we are witnesses to all these things. That is our charge, to be witnesses to the resurrected Christ and to make disciples of all people. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, we come to you knowing that we often fall short of serving you. We often fall short of bearing witness to you in our lives. Lord, for those of us who may be listening right now who don't have a relationship with you, I pray for them that they would open their hearts and that they would experience you in their lives. I pray that they, in this moment right now, will pray to be forgiven for their sins, that they will recognize their need for you, and that they will, in their hearts, pray to you, Lord, to pray, yes, here I am, Lord. Forgive me, change me, and send me as witness to you in this world. And Lord, for those of us who do believe, who have an experience with you, I pray, Lord, that you will renew our faith, that you will renew our faith and bring us back to who we were called to be to begin with, that you will renew our faith and spark in us a desire to be witnesses to that faith so that others may not go without the knowledge of the good news that you have forgiven them and that you love them and that you are calling them to be a part of this great crowd of witnesses. Lord, for these things, we do pray. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. And so I thank you for joining in and listening to this episode of Life-Giving Water Messages. I look forward to seeing, or well, not seeing you, but look forward to you joining in and listening to next week's message as well. I hope until then that you have a blessed week and that you be a blessing in the lives of others. Until then, my friends, God bless.